Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, October the 29th. For some of you new listeners, the Locked On podcast comes to you. Locked On 76ers podcast comes to you 3 to 5 days a week in the off season. My name is, as I mentioned, my name is Keith Pompey. I'm the host of the Locked On 76ers podcast. I'm also the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can follow my stuff at Inquirer.com. You can pick up the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Daily News, and you'll get information there. Now, this week I've been kind of sort of on a little vacation time, but news doesn't stop. Daryl Morey will become the president of basketball operations for the 76ers. Daryl Morey, the former general manager of the Houston Rockets. So the first segment, I really want to talk about that. Actually, I want to talk about how the 76ers won the press conference, right? But they still have some serious work to do, right? They do. I mean, they still have some serious work to do when we talk about in regards to, you know, you hired Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers, everyone's going crazy. They're assembling a great coaching staff. But they still have some serious work to do. I mean, they didn't improve just because they got these guys. These guys have to work magic. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. The first segment is going to be Daryl Morey. The second segment is going to be on the coaching hires. And then the third segment, as we typically do, is tidbits, right? So, again, now here's the thing. For this podcast, you know, wherever you subscribe to a podcast at, you can subscribe to the Locked On 76ers podcast. And, you know, it appears in Inquirer.com, and I tweet it out on the Twitter feed. My Twitter feed is Pompey, at Pompey on Sixers, at Pompey on Sixers. All right? Well, let's talk about this Daryl Morey thing. Yeah, I remember, I don't know if some of you guys remember, months ago, I wrote an article saying that the Sixers were looking for a president of basketball ops. There were several names that Bob Myers, Daryl Morey, a couple other names that were mentioned, Kevin Pritchard. And, you know, sources around the league kept saying that's what they wanted. They wanted one of these guys. At the time, the thought was that they wouldn't be able to get one. The Sixers actually used a third party to go out there and try to recruit these guys and get these guys. They kind of did it on the down low, so to speak. All they kept saying was that they were going to hire someone under Elton Brand publicly. That's what they would say, publicly. But turns out that everything worked out. They got someone under Elton, and they got Daryl Morey. You know, Daryl Morey is a longtime GM for the Houston Rockets. He did some magic with some things, and some he got criticized for some other moves that he did that really didn't work out. Some people, you know, may say that he relied heavily on analytics. Well, he is an analytics guy. That's what he does. But, you know, Daryl Morey is a guy who had total control over in Houston. I mean, you hear, like, just things about, you know, them wanting to play small ball was his decision. You know, the coach just went along with it, Mike D'Antoni. He just wanted to coach. The Sixers are going to have a different set of, not problems, but when you look at the Houston Rockets, you know, they when Daryl Morey first got there, they had, like, Yao Ming, right? Yao Ming was an elite center. He played through him. He did. He played through him. So you look at that and you can't. So when people say, like, okay, they have Joel Embiid now, it's going to be one of those things where, oh, what are they going to do? Are they going to go five out? Are they going to do this, do that? I mean, I think it's kind of early to say that. You know, I think it's one of those things where we have to see how the pieces fit. I mean, it's not like we know, like Doc Rivers was able to go out there and play 40 games with this current roster. So when you look at that and you see what Daryl Morey's coming, of course, people are going to assume. But at the same time, it's one of those things where you know, you make best what you think your roster is. I mean, the Houston Rockets, yes, they relied heavily on analytics, but also their best two players were the James Harden and Russell Westbrook, right? And they had a bunch of role players out on that team who can shoot from the outside. So those are the things they did. Now, my question to you is, how does this make the Sixers better? I mean, honestly, when you see the Sixers and you see that they got Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers, you know, they have Sam Cassell, you know, Burks, the assistant with Indiana, used to be, you know, and you say to yourself, wow, this is great. But how does this make this team better? Now, to me, I still think that the Sixers got all the hype now. I mean, honestly, people are hyping the Sixers up. But you got it with this roster, there has to be some moves. You know, there's a lot of people saying, well, we got to trade one of the two stars, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. No, I mean, not right now. You have to see if they can coexist. You know, you can't go by, oh, well, this is what they did under Brett Brown. This is what they did under the old regime. No, you got to give it a try out. You got to look and see what they can do. So to me, the big question is, who is Daryl Morey going to move? You know, and what is he going to be able to get for him? You know, a lot of times we praise Sam Hinkie for what he did, and he did do a great job on what he did, but the circumstances were different. The Sixers had a lot of cap space. They wanted to go out there and get draft picks, so basically teams were dumping salaries there and giving out draft picks for that. And that was easy. So right now, the work has to be done. It's going to be hard. So we'll see the adjustments. Now, again, they won the press conference. They got the people that they wanted to get. But I'm here to tell you, man, you got to do more than just win the press conference right now when you got that so much cap space tied up. So much cap space tied up. But you have them here. You know, things are in place. You got Doc Rivers, all that. I'm telling you, there's been so much excitement around the 76ers that has never been here since I've been covering this team. I covered it for the past 7 seasons, so much. But there was also a lot of excitement for when they acquired Nick Stauskas, for when Michael Carter Williams got Rookie of the Year. You understand what I'm saying? So this is a great hire, but now they have to put things in place. You know what else is in place? Something that's always in place, and I love it. You know, and I got my box the other day. Yes, matter of fact, I got it yesterday. My box, new box of Built Bar. For y'all who don't know, a brother, I'm telling you, a brother is addicted to Built Bar. You know what I mean? What it is it's like a protein bar, right? A power bar. But it's made out of chocolate. And for y'all who don't know, I'm addicted to chocolate too much. Yeah, that's why I got to go to the gym when I get off this podcast. Brother gained weight because of his addiction to chocolate. But when I have Built Bar, it's like I'm cheating. You know, I'm getting that chocolate taste in my mouth. And I'm eating this energy bar. But it's good for me. You know what I mean? It's good for me. And you can experience that too. If you go to builtbar.com and log in the promo code LOCKEDON. And you'll get some money off your first purchase. Or not just your first purchase. Your next purchase. So like I said, go to builtbar.com. And do the login promo code. And you'll get some money off your next purchase. I want to thank you. So, you know, like as I said, when you go to log on, anywhere you go to log on to get your podcast, make sure that you subscribe to Locked On Sixers. You can also read the articles in the Philadelphia Inquirer at inquirer.com. You can also You can also make sure you follow me on Twitter. I do tweet out some stories. Again, like I've been on vacation, I told you this week. So I haven't really been writing a lot. I wrote two stories yesterday, but make sure you go there. You can follow me on Twitter, on Pompey on Sixers, and wherever you go to subscribe to podcasts or get your podcast, you can subscribe to the Locked On Sixers podcast. You know, when I look at the 76ers coaching acquisitions, I mean, they all sound great. They do. Nothing against the coaches in the past. You know, nothing against them. But it was a point where, at least early on, a lot of these guys were good. I mean, Kevin Young is going to be a huge miss. You know, Ime Udoka, you know, he came from the Spurs. He was the associate head coach. You know, John Bryant, you know, Joseph Blair. You know, these guys were good coaches. The differences between the coaches that they have in the past, had in the past, and then the coaches they have now are that all these guys are extremely experienced. Like, they've been around for a while. You know, I mean, these guys have all, like, you know, have reputations of being, like, great coaches with great histories. You know, and the one is Sam Cassell. No one can be surprised about, you know, his getting hired. I mean, the thought was, and when I was talking to sources, you know, they always told me, look, if he doesn't get a head coaching job somewhere, he's going to come with Doc. I mean, it was just one of those things. They all felt like if he didn't get a head coaching job somewhere, you know, he's going to come with Doc. So he didn't get a head coaching job, and now he's here. So I think that, you know, he's the type of guy that you always have to have one of those assistant coaches who keeps it 100, which that's Sam. Sam's going to keep it 100 with the players. He's going to be like, yo, big fella, you know I love you, right, big fella? But you got to get in shape, big fella. You got to get in shape. Yo, Ben, you know I love you, brother. But you got to, you know, you got to unleash that beef, so to speak. You got to hit that three, man. You got to at least tempt it, right? Come on, Tobias, like, what you doing, bro? You know what I mean? You got to do this. You got to do that. So, you know, and then you have Dan Burke. You know, Dan Burke was an assistant coach with the Indiana Pacers since 1997, right? And it's funny that they hired him because earlier this season, he said he hated the Sixers, right? But it was, you know, let's face it. Indiana and the Sixers developed a little rivalry, right? Joel Embiid was getting away with a lot of calls. He mentioned it, and it is what it is. You know, Doc Rivers wanted to go out there and get a guy who was well-respected, a guy who can, you know, basically help this defense, help guys get better. And he went out and got him. And Joel had fun with it. You know, he basically said he welcomed them, and he says, yes, sir, now we can enjoy together what the league lets me gets away with. Philly forever, hashtag, right? So, you know, it's pretty good. Dave Yeager, you know, he's a guy who is also a defensive-minded coach. He had two head coaching stops at places. What was the first one was Memphis. The second one was Sacramento, you know. I don't expect him to be here long. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't. I believe that how it's going to happen is he'll be here. He'll get a head coaching job, and he's gone. And he's going to, you know, but at the same time, this is going to be the reboot for him, right? And then Eric Hughes. You know, Eric Hughes, a lot of people in Philly aren't really familiar with him, even though he's been here for a year. But he was on the player development side, right? Eric Hughes is an accomplished assistant coach. Like, he started out with player development with the Toronto Raptors, but then he was like player development / assistant coach, right? And then he goes to, I want to say he was with the Brooklyn Nets, and he was an assistant coach under Jason Kidd. See, here's the thing with him. Like, he and Jay Kidd, well, they're both from Oakland, right? Let's just get that out there, or the Bay Area. And not only that, he was an assistant coach on Cal Berkeley when J. Kidd played there. So, you know, they have a relationship. So what this guy is, he comes over here, and no, he goes to Brooklyn as an assistant coach, and then he goes to Milwaukee with J. Kidd as an assistant coach. So, you know, Doc Rivers' staff is kind of accomplished. You know, he has a good staff. Now, again, we talk about the staff, but what are they going to do when you think of the roster and things like that? Are they going to have to make some moves? How are they going to get things in place? What type of schemes? Again, they won the press conference. They won the press conference. But what's next? We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to those first two segments. You could log on inquire.com, and you can read my coverage, the Sixers coverage. Remember, this is the only Sixers podcast that comes to you 3 to 5 days a week in the off season, and 5 days a week during season. You can also wherever you go to listen to podcasts, you can download this podcast, Locked On 76ers. You can also subscribe to this podcast, okay? But, you know, when we talk about how good this team is going to be, and I keep trying to ask myself, okay, I had them number 7 in the East before they got rid of, you know, Brett Brown, you know, all types of things, before they got rid of the people in the front office, some of them. So now I'm saying to myself, okay, with Doc Rivers now, maybe they're 6-8. I can't tell you how much this team is going to improve this up year. I mean, again, I can't, because, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what type of moves Daryl Morey makes. I'm looking forward to seeing what type of way Doc Rivers is going to coach these guys. But I think that, you know, moves have to be made. You know, there's a lot of talk about people saying, okay, now who's getting traded? How quick is it? You know, now the point is, like, if this was a normal offseason, right? If this was a normal offseason and you say, okay, they got a new GM, they have the new president, you know, other front office people, a coach, even then you're saying, wow, we got to figure, it's going to take a while to figure it out, because they all these minds have to come together. But then when you look at it now, you're saying to yourself, you're like, now they're saying, like, right now it's October the 29th. The draft is November the 18th. And then free agency is going to be a couple days after that. And training camp is going to start December the 1st. And we're saying, like, what are they going to do? Like, I think right now the best thing to do is just bring at least the two all-stars, Embiid and Simmons, back and see how it works out. Now, like I said yesterday, if the New York Knicks are talking about, you know, they wanted to take in some salary, I'm on the phone with them. Like, seriously, like, if I'm Daryl Morey, I've already placed a phone call. Already placed a phone call to see what's going on. You know, you have to see, like, and again, it may not be for the two elite guys, but for someone else, you got to figure it out. You got to see what they're going to do. Because I'm telling you, Gerald Henderson or Wayne Ellington, I always get Gerald Henderson and Wayne Ellington mixed up from Episcopal Academy days when they played together. But Wayne Ellington, they can use that him as a shooter. They really can. They really can. So, you know what I mean? We'll see what goes on. We'll see what goes on. But, you know, I just want to caution some people, like, don't get before this now. Like, let them work their magic. Just let them work their magic. Try to work their magic. Because I'm not saying this is Nick Stauskas all over again. Nick Stauskas is a great guy, this and that. But I remember the hype when they drafted or traded for him. You know, we all thought that Sam Hinkie pulled a fast one on Sacramento. And people in Sacramento was like, no, Keith, there's a reason why we traded him, right? And then, you know, everyone was all hyped up when, you know, when they got Jimmy Butler. They were all hyped up when they got Tobias Harris. All hyped up all that. I mean, about ready to give parades. Everyone was hyped up when they traded for Andrew Bynum. So, you understand what I'm saying? All I'm trying to say is, it's like, yes, they won the press conference. But what's next? Right? And how are you going to make these pieces fit? I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great, 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 great day. Peace.